Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Yeah, we're recording on Devil's Night.
Yeah.
Fire it up! Fire it up!
I just recently watched that movie again.
What age one light?
The Crow.
Beheld. Excellent. Hi, Pete. That's Brian.
What's going on?
There's Lou.
What's up?
We got return guest, Base Cadet Daniela's back.
What's up?
And we have the Green Arrow / hater of all things Man of Steel, Billy's here.
Oh, don't get me started on Man of Steel. We just might get there after a few
like,
beers.
The movie?
Oh, hated.
This has been a contentious thing in our friendship since we met.
That was the only time that fucking character had a pulse, was that new movie, man.
Let me tell you, it reminds me of this little story I heard. There was this boyfriend and girlfriend, and girlfriend says to the boyfriend, she's like, I want you to fuck me like you never fucked me before. So you think to yourself, all right, I'm going to do this right. So she comes home from work, candles are lit, smells this wonderful aroma in the house, brings her in the living room, sits her down, puts on Man of Steel, she goes, there, now you're fucked, you have to watch this whole thing.
I thought it was going to be anal.
Yeah, I thought butt stuff for sure.
That's worse than anal. Jesus Christ.
Worse than anal? It's getting pretty harsh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just had to get that out right away.
Well, I brought it up in this room because we all like that movie. So, man.
I don't care. That movie sucked, you know? Like, I'd rather, I don't even know.
It is worth noting he's dressed as a superhero.
Fuck it. Gotta do it sometime, right?
Anyway. Yeah. Halloween's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Shit, really?
Hell yeah. There you go. Big plans. Costumes. What do you got?
Yeah, Pete. What's your costume?
I'm putting together a little Mad Max thing.
All right.
It's coming out terrible.
Sure, terrible. It's not.
Terrible.
You're all crappy and shit.
Justin called me up. He said he's doing low pants, so I said I'd be Jack Burton.
Jack Burton's a good one.
Yeah.
You're switching it up?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be that bitch who you can do it.
Yeah, the Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie Riveter, but yeah. I was like, well, Justin called me up really kind of wanting the Jack Burton because he's low pan.
That's super racist.
I don't know. That's a pretty epic costume, bro. It's not like something you throw together 2 days before Halloween.
I just, like, thinking of Justin putting that together and talking in a bad Asian accent and everything. Mm-hmm. What about you, Lou?
If I do anything, it'll be like Steven Universe.
Steven Universe?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Get a red shirt with a yellow star on it. Make myself a cookie cat.
It was actually huge at Comic-Con.
I started watching it. I'm like, oh, this show's fucking deep, man.
It has deep moments, I guess.
Deep.
I guess it's not worth even asking what the Green Arrow's going at. You're already in suit.
He's going as Billy.
Exactly. It was either this or Caitlyn Jenner, and I played it safe this year. I was like,
you
know,
go for Jeremy Renner as the fucking was
as Hawkeye.
No, I was gonna go all out. I was gonna get the boob job. You know, I was gonna do the tuck and
the
everything.
Tracheal shaving.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he tuck?
Oh, it's gonna talk like this.
Yeah, he got his trachea shaved down.
His Adam's apple or whatever.
Yeah,
I thought he still had
to take a little bit off the top, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so now you can't see that he has an Adam's apple. It's creepy.
Why would he want to do that?
So I mean,
wants to be Caitlyn.
The cat's out of the bag, you know?
Oh, you're talking about Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking about Arrow.
Like, we'll talk about that later. We're talking about Caitlyn Jenner diving.
That guy's all whacked out. That guy.
Protect
that guy.
Protect his identity, man.
It's like, I'm 60. I'm going to change shit up a little bit.
Yeah, I've had sex with plenty of women. I've had a few kids, and my vagina still looks like gold.
Maybe he's just doing mad gay stuff. Maybe he thought that was like a...
Yeah.
Like
no,
Kardashian
he's not gay. He thinks homosexuality is a sin.
He's a weirdo.
She, whatever.
How could you have fucking firm stances on things when you're changing your sex at like 60?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, exactly. You're so awesome.
The whole thing is dumb. Why do we care?
Yeah.
I don't care. I like it. I'm actually glad he did it because South Park is having a great season because
of it. Oh, my God.
Yes, that's true.
Perfect. Yes.
That and Donald Trump. Like, if those awful things weren't happening, we wouldn't have had this
Donald
quality.
Donald Trump is grade A gold on television, man.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the only time I've ever cared about elections is, like, is this time. Because, like, it's just the Donald Trump circus. And,
He's telling it like it is, man.
He wants to build that wall. I'm all for it. Dude, I'll move down to Texas and lay the first brick. I don't give a shit.
Fucking, what, do you hate the Mexicans or something?
It's time to put up a wall around the whole U.S. We'll start with Canada.
Yeah, let's get those fucking maple leaves out of here first.
Daniela loves Canada.
Yeah. You like Canada or
no?
You?
She's Canadian. I really hate Canada.
Yeah. Why?
How? Well, it's how? A very long story.
What are they? Just the really nice people with like good syrup.
No, I got kicked out of Canada, actually.
For what? Just being rude?
It's a long story. Yeah.
Pretty much. She told them to go fuck themselves.
Like, oh, you got
to
get out of here.
We don't tolerate that, friend.
Take
that.
I can check that off my bucket list, getting kicked out of a country.
You you don't like me, but syrup, eh?
Take that back to the Dakotas.
She barfed into the falls. And then...
Disrespecting our national landmarks. Gordy, go kick her out.
You said, what is that, an oak leaf on your flag? Oh, get out of our country.
It's like your money looks ridiculous.
Hockey sucks, quack, quack, quack.
Who's this queen? Of what? Yeah.
Why do you have a queen on one side and a beaver on the other?
My money's all
is that
purple.
An innuendo?
They call them loonies and toonies.
You know you can't
What kind of cartoon magic land is this?
You know you can't rip their money in half?
Like physically?
Yeah,
or?
Brad went to Montreal for a bachelor party, came back, and he was showing us some of the money. And like he's like, you can't rip it in half. And I was like, fuck you. And I'm like, going off on it, and you can't do it. Like, maybe you can cut it in half or something like that, but you can't rip it.
Well, you know, you got to use the paper money, not the coins, right?
Yeah.
All right.
No, funny enough,
trying to tear a quarter.
Their coins. Funny enough, their coins are nothing but Necco wafers with maple flags put on them.
It's made of moose shit.
Daniela, we didn't get your costume.
Oh, Black Canary.
Going as a theme, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
That's why we were hoping Deathstroke.
I didn't have to wear a wig. That was the whole thing that sold me on it. I was like, all right, man, this is cool.
We were hoping Deathstroke was going to make an appearance. But
look,
apparently...
hockey pads are expensive. I'm going to go all out buying a full fucking armor suit.
You think this thing was cheap?
The Under Armour shirt?
Well, that too.
Yeah, this thing was like.
Have you ever gone to Under Armour? They're like so.
Oh no,
expensive.
I know the shirt's probably like $100 almost.
Yeah, no, nah, yeah.
We went to the outlets.
I tried to convince him it was on sale, and she's like, "Oh no, those are just the t-shirts." I'm like, "What is that?" Like, it's long sleeve. I'm like, "You're a bitch."
That escalated quickly.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Back on track.
Let's start this thing off. What do you want to do first, Lou? Did you want to do your spooky story thing?
Well, does anyone have any spooky stories to tell? Since it's
that would be something that you should have emailed us.
Oh no, we had like a little powwow like 30 seconds before we came into the room.
Yeah, we have plenty of spooky stories. You can buy them on paintedblackcomics.com.
PIB Comics.
Yeah, okay. PIB. We change it.
All right, just remember to edit this part.
I thought you had one. That's the only reason I brought it up.
Because like, you said
I would
you
bring
had
up one of my stories, but I would get called for plagiarism again.
So I had this dream where this guy with a pizza face was chasing me, and he had like scissor hands and stuff.
What's that pizza in the face?
Oh, was that Brian's story? Because I'm sure it ends with I didn't order that pizza. But I'll take it anyway.
Yeah, man. Magic pizza?
Magic pizza. All right, let's go into the news.
Yeah.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Thanks for bringing the dancing back. Lou's giving up on that.
I just, like, wagged the finger a little bit.
He never properly gave up. He always kept hope alive.
Yeah. It's spread. It's spreading. Well, the guests feel it.
You might want to go to the doctor and get that checked out.
I might want to switch my chair.
All right, let's start with Athens, Georgia, where there's a bar called General Beauregard's. You'll never guess what they have there. Racist drinks.
Nice. Uncle Tom's Elixir.
Well, it's more properly the Niggerita.
Nice.
Is it black?
Wait.
It was made Kahlua?
No.
It's a shooter.
Did you read the basic headline?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, owner of Confederate-themed bar in Georgia.
That's a dead giveaway.
Niggerita drink is fake.
Mm.
Oh.
Yet there are photos of their menu circulating the internet.
Why would you theme your bar of a losing side of a war?
They love that shit.
Well, they pretend that they didn't lose.
Yeah. They reenact it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lost that war.
I love the dudes
sure.
with the horns.
They're still
like,
fighting it. They haven't won if they're still fighting.
The General Lee.
Yeah.
South arise again.
Yeehaw!
The drink is a shooter compromising two parts tequila, one part watermelon, and a splash of sour.
You knew that was coming. Yeah. And it's decorated with, what was it, like 4C shaking for like the fried chicken effect.
Oh, it's served in a bowl of cotton.
Oh. Very dry drink.
Very dry.
You squeeze it.
You wring it out, yeah.
Wow.
Well, as you can imagine, people are upset.
Yeah.
This is a long-ass article. That's the good part.
Wow.
Yeah. What was the end result of the racist niggerita drink?
They're saying, no, it's not ours. That's not on our menu. Turns out they have a secret behind the bar menu that only their true patrons know about.
You have like the secret handshake of the knock, and they're like, I'll get you a niggerita. Don't worry.
Right? You gotta walk in wearing the white hood.
Yeah. Grand Dragon, what'll it be? Your usual.
Yeah, Halloween in the South is nothing but a bunch of ghosts walking around.
I've seen that, yes. And then they burn that low crust tea.
Time to leave.
Time to leave.
Getting a little hot here.
They were not happy about the decision to take down the Confederate flag, so maybe this was all in reaction to that. Or they're just racist. I'm going with racist.
It sounds like a great drink, though.
I would try it.
I would try it.
Why not? You know?
Can we get a splash of grape soda in there, maybe?
Had I known ahead of time, I would have brought the stuff, and we could have just tried them.
Now, I would have brought the KFC.
I think we got a picnic going.
Yeah. Right. You know what we're doing next summer at my house?
Niggeritas for all.
Who wants another niggerita? Next round's on me.
All right, moving on to the world of art. You ever hear of garbage art?
No, garbage.
Everything I've ever done.
Seconded, aye. Everything I've ever done. Garbage art. There's a place in Italy, a museum, Bozen Bolzano in Italy, the modern art place.
Let me just guess, it's art made of garbage.
Yes, right. Yes it is. Art installations. So they had this thing, it was called Where Shall We Go Dancing Tonight? It was basically a room dressed up to look like an after a party.
So, they threw a bunch of garbage around?
We had to do that one time. Remember, we had to make a statue out of garbage? Yes, we did.
We had, yes, you're right.
That was a little more intricate than the walk into the soiled room of garbage.
Yeah, well.
Actually, I got to stop you. That wasn't Italy. That was my parents' house.
Oh, yeah. I made a dragon out of forks and garbage I found around my house.
The French people walked in there like, these Italian swine ruining art.
Oh, don't make fun of the French people.
Your art is for dogs! So, basically, yeah, it looks like a wrecked party, like after a party. Stuff nice. Strewn all about. The cleaners thought it was actual garbage, though, and threw everything out.
I'm sure it was literally garbage, and it wasn't. No one was.
That's
no
why you're supposed to, glue it down and put signs up.
Well, of course.
If you're a cleaner, you walk in to glue down garbage, I fucking quit, whatever.
Exactly, but then your stuff is safe.
Son of my bitch, this shit don't want to come up, all right? Come out of here.
Italian-American working over there.
I was a translating.
Hey, Luigi.
Hey, it's a me, it's a Mario.
Some cucalabans and left all the shit on the ground.
They glued it to the floor.
Hey, I'm going to fuck the princess.
Let the guinea clean it up, great.
But, of course, the artist had managed to spin this to sound really pretentious. Because it all goes to show how contemporary art is capable of arousing great interest, or even in annoying people. We believe it is essential to keep this dialogue open. Shut up. You threw trash around a room.
Wasn't that Zoolander, too? Derelique.
No, it was, Derelique.
Yeah, you can derelique my balls, mon capitaine. So, yeah, art is stupid.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see the picture, it's legit just beer bottles and solo cups. And
no, I think fine art
and like
is
a banner laying across.
Next time I have a party, I'm gonna chalk it up to art. I'm
that's
gonna be
it.
Like, this is art.
Yeah, my apartment is currently an art installation.
Yes, the dog hair on my rug. That's art. Don't touch it.
I don't think art is
a single hair. Better not be moved.
I don't think art is stupid. I think fine art is stupid.
Like modern art.
I went to a art gallery with one of my ex girlfriend's parents and. It was some guy just put a whole bunch. It was in the mid-aughts. So the cell phone backs with the light up cases and shit.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of those together and made not pictures, just patterns. And that's what the whole thing was. This is stupid.
Yeah, not art.
No.
Well, did you hear about the lady who vomits on canvas?
Yeah.
She just eats different colored things and vomits it on canvas. That.
It's the grossest process I've ever.
I call this one penne alla vodka.
Just sorry, man.
This one's called tequila night.
This one's called too much blowjobs.
Glow in the dark.
This one's called the dog's pile to condom. True story, bro.
All right, let's do this next one about a. We're going back to Georgia. James Hubert was a Georgia Tech student. he was found, he was missing for like a couple days. They managed to use the Find My iPhone app to track him down to the side of a train track where he was laying badly beaten, all banged up.
His phone still had power?
Still had power.
Was it a Galaxy or was it an iPhone?
It doesn't
matter. Well, it was the Galaxy.
It says
my phone's not lasting.
Mine's dead after like an hour.
It says they used the Find My iPhone app.
They might have used them.
I take my phone off the charger. It's like mine too. Charge, bud.
Yeah, the Find My iPhone app. Mika left at the bridge. I'm in the water.
So he wasn't really able to talk, but when they finally started getting information out of him, he was contradicting himself quite a bit. At one point, he said he got mugged. At one point, he said he got beaten up by a group of homeless men. Mm. All sorts of shit. Turns out he's just an idiot. His nickname's 007. Probably gave himself that nickname. Because he jumped off a bridge onto a moving train, thinking he was James Bond. Mm. Fucked him up.
Well, I gotta give that guy
kudos.
Credit,
he's still alive.
Barely.
I gotta give that guy credit. That's balls.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping off a bridge on a moving train at all.
I had a car speeding at me, and I jumped, and granted, my face went into the windshield.
You know what? That's not
a bridge in a moving train.
Yeah. That's what happened at all, but he just made up the coolest backstory ever.
Try to.
I don't know if
and
that's...
just gave himself a good nickname in the process.
Just jumping over a bridge. Dan-dan-dan-dan!
You know he's humming it. Or at least he has it on his iPod.
He wasn't in a tux, unfortunately. That would have made the difference.
Tuxes are expensive. I mean, he's only got so much to be stupid.
But did he have one of those tuxedo t-shirts on?
At least that would have been cool, right?
He had a shirt that said Shaken Not Stirred.
Well, he got stirred all right.
He was a little shaken.
Too. Tumbled.
Do you have a good quip when he came up? Like, I feel like a martini olive or something like that.
I'm trying to think of a good one. Sean Connery voice.
My name's Pussy
I can't Girl. Think of a good comeback, but your mother's a whore.
Fuck you, Bond.
Die another day.
I guess you'll have to die another day.
And that's when they just straight up shot Bond in the forehead, and the movie didn't go on because...
Yeah, you wonder how the movie got called Goldfinger, don't you?
You do the laugh really good.
I always laughed about Austin Powers with Seth Green. He's like, I'll shoot him right now. We can do it together, man. Take one, two seconds. We'll get the gun, get back, shoot him dead. We're good.
It's the one thing. I love all the old Bond movies. I've seen them all a dozen times. But after a while, you just start going, to shoot him. So do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, we expect you to die. Well, then why'd you strap him to a table with a laser? Like, to shoot him. You have guns everywhere.
Also, I want to say that if instead of Bond, it was John Wick, those movies would be like a half hour. He would fucking bust in whatever fucking castle they had. Yeah. Just headshots.
Well, that's why they didn't cast Chuck Norris in those roles, because it's just been like, I'm Bond. Then, end of story.
Yeah.
No fucking fun. Volcano lair erupts.
You would beat up that redheaded Jew guy bad. It's like, you know, karate, great.
You get John Wick, Spectre kills his puppy. Got a quick movie on your hands. All right, let's do this next story. Who's heard of boxer Yusuf Mack?
Fuck no.
Nope.
I never heard of this guy. And Lou, I'm a little angry you sent me this story.
Why?
This goes into such graphic detail and play-by-plays. All right, let's talk about Yusuf Mack. He's a 35-year-old boxer. He calls himself a whoremonger. So he likes He's got 10 kids. He's about to marry another woman.
How many different women?
It doesn't say.
20.
This real story comes that a gay porn movie starring this man has gone viral.
Oh. Wait, time out.
We've
How can
that
he call himself just like a whoremonger and then he just...
That's his defense. He's trying to say he doesn't do it. This guy has his name tattooed on his arm. It's kind of distinct.
So, I mean, you can just get a tattoo. Like, if you were willing to start this slanderous thing and you were willing to go through all that gay sex, and you kind of look at the guy, you get the tattoo, right?
Well, now he's claiming he was drugged into doing it.
He just did it.
So in order to debunk that, this article watched the movie. And I started reading. I was like, oh, they're going to go full-on description of this. Scroll down a couple paragraphs. They're still going. Scroll down a couple paragraphs. Still going. This thing
poke
just...
Poke in the whiskers.
He did get poked in the whiskers, apparently.
Now, to further your research, why don't you be honest? Be honest.
They
come
have,
on.
They have a YouTube link.
No.
You want to watch it?
No. You watched it.
Not,
to further your education on this news story.
Up. Who needs to watch it when because you have this beautifully written synopsis?
Because I skimmed the article and I didn't read anything that was too, you know, life changing like you apparently did.
It's just grab.
Now wait, was he what wait,
it goes into detail.
Wait, read, like, wait.
Now here's the thing, was he a giver or was he a receiver?
He's a 50-50 man. Both.
Because, you know, what's more gay, giving or receiving?
I would say probably
receiving,
actually,
because giving is a power move.
All right, if you were gay and let's say like they were, it was set in stone.
Oh, dude, if I was gay, I'm a total giver. I am not receiving anything.
Generous
anything in my ass.
A generous
out.
Bottom.
Here's the question: yeah. Let's say set in stone your roles. Would you be the guy blowing the other dude and banging him in the butt, or would you be the guy getting banged in the butt and?
No, there ain't no Eiffel Tower shit going on here. Nah, nah. I'm a straight up giver. I ain't receiving shit.
He's a generous lover.
My parents always taught me, 'tis better to give than to receive.
The proposition with like a real question like that, he's like, I ain't gay, man. I'm
not that I've given any serious thought to this or anything like that, but.
All right, that's that whole story.
Wait. But in the story, they say that his, what was the name of that porno scene that he did? The movie was called like Holiday Humpin'.
Hold on.
I like the alliteration.
What was the guy's name again?
Yusuf Mack.
Yeah, Yusuf.
He's a boxer?
He's a boxer.
What's a boxer?
Yeah, he used to beat up that gay
ass. Yeah, it's Holiday Humpin'.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I skimmed the article.
He has a book.
It's a catchy name.
He left a review.
Two stars.
I did not get my jollies.
I thought this was a gay porno. What the fuck? Two stars.
There was tits in it. Oh, no, wait. That was just really fat guy's tits. Sorry.
And more butt sex news. A guy named Isaiah Gay.
That just screams it right there.
Appeared in a New Mexico court this week after being arrested for burglary. And he was sentenced to probation, where the judge warned him that if he broke his probation, he would go to jail where he would be raped daily.
Damn.
That was the sentence.
Wow.
That would be enough to, judge's like, that's it. I'm a clean man.
Judges allowed to say that kind of shit in New Mexico?
Apparently. Well, that's where the controversy
Mexico
comes from.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Oh, I thought you said Mexico.
I thought you said Mexico.
New Mexico.
All right, all right.
No one cares about Mexican judges. their rulings mean nothing.
I will make you drink a bottle of Cuervo. Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry. I won't break the law ever again.
I sentence you to dysentery. Drink this water.
Wow.
Who needs a sound effect button?
I sentence you to cross the border and dress in old clothes and work for very low wages.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine if that was the deal?
You must clean without a bottle of Windex.
Would that Donald Trump was right and every Mexican here was a criminal?
Yeah. It's like, oh, my 5 years is up.
We figured out the whole thing.
Well, this judge is facing scrutiny because you're really not supposed to use rape as a punishment.
Yeah. Unless you're talking to a rapist.
It didn't sound like he was sentencing him to rape. He was suggesting that he might get raped.
The point that they're going for...
I'm sorry, I heard rape. I was like, they're going to rape you every day, but there was no, like, you know, soft, like, you might get raped.
She told him he was going to pound you in the ass prison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her words,
it ain't Club Med, homie.
You're not going to have to drop the soap or anything.
You might as well get a butt plug, bro.
Her words, with regards to you, do we send you to prison? I hate to use the word bitch, but that's exactly what you're going to be.
Mm. What'd this guy do?
Burglary.
For real?
But what'd he steal?
He's giving him that hard time.
And he's already a convicted felon.
Did he have a purdy mouth?
The purtiest.
All right, but unless it was like raping children or you know, anybody, like, I think the felon could just be like, he stole a car. Like, he doesn't, to necessarily get treated like that.
It doesn't really go into what he stole or anything. I think it was just a scare tactic.
It was actually the director of Man of Steel.
There he goes.
You're close enough to get punched, so be
careful. That's fine, and I'm against the wall and shit.
So I think the whole point of the story, though, is that they're like, shouldn't we do something about all the prison rape instead of using it as a weapon?
Yeah.
That's kind of the bend they take.
What do you think, Katz?
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about. Apparently, he's going to be in my cell.
Yeah.
As you guys got me that mid-swallow. No.
All right. In Des Moines, Iowa.
Nothing's happening. Moving on.
Oh, well, something's happening. They're about to host the National Religious Liberties Conference.
Oh, big surprise there.
Now, that sounds
Liberties
fun.
Liberties, like their rights?
Oh, it's like a big Christian, like, we're being persecuted festival. So, of course, it's got,
you're
like...
You're not exactly like the first Christians getting fed to the lions.
Exactly. We can't hate the gay!
Let me... Any Christians, like, Christianity is under attack, people, they're just upset people don't agree with them 100% all of the time, always.
They don't like the fact that we're being hypocritical. We don't like gays, but we'll let them marry us.
Well, this has attracted candidates Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindal, Mike Huckabee. They're all showing up to this because pander, pander, pander. And here's some of the things they will be addressing. Girl Scout cookies will turn young girls into lesbians.
I knew it.
Nice.
Especially those Samoas.
The Samoas.
Yeah. Thin mints, you're all right. Samoas, though?
You guys are just throwing out a couple of my favorite strains.
Oh, no. Don't think I got that.
Girl Scout cookies.
Well, thin mints. Girl Scout cookies don't do shit to guys.
I'm talking about weed.
Dude, I don't know about you, but when I see those fucking Samoas, I get a fucking rock hard on.
They're pretty big, man, like The Rock.
Oh, forget about it. Don't even get me started.
Next, the Rose Bowl.
He got a mad milkshake. Bringing back the awards.
The Rose Bowl needs a float where a gay person gets stoned to death is their next topic.
Oh, my Ooh. God.
These wow. people are not oh fucking God. Around.
Wait, like 420 stoned to death? Or like, you know, like...
Very pleasant.
That wouldn't be so bad.
Whoa, just have dude. A really gay, sassy dude on a float making fun of everyone's outfit.
Next up.
I would tune into that parade.
This is one of my favorites.
Isn't it called the Oscars?
Yeah.
Watch the E! Network. Oh, bravo.
Natural disasters in Colorado were probably caused... by women in pants.
I agree.
What's a natural disaster in Colorado?
I don't know.
You know, I think I agree with. I hate wearing pants, so I'm going to go with that.
You should see everyone in the house.
A platform I can get behind. Hey, praise Jesus.
That's my job.
All that swamp puss. It was a stink. It was crazy over there.
I meant wearing tights. Come on.
women who take birth control pills, there are these little tiny fetuses, these little babies embedded into the womb. They're just like dead babies.
I don't think they get how that works.
They clearly don't.
Like, it's not like it kills the egg. It just fucking delays the process.
Tell that to these people.
I'm not they've even a girl. I know how it works.
They've invented their own science.
It's
science.
Killing babies is birth control.
Their bellies are full of dead babies. They're swimming with
just
them.
Just a bunch of dead babies in their uterus.
What are they
I'm
thinking?
Not fat. I just have a bunch of dead babies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just bloated with dead baby, right?
I just like abortions, okay?
Sounds like a metal band. Like dead baby fetuses.
Baby full of dead belly. Belly full of dead babies. Next up, the movie Frozen wants to turn your 5-year-old into a lesbian.
Why? Wasn't that about Christmas or some shit?
No.
I think a girl falls in love with a snowman and then they defeat the Ice Queen or some shit. Right?
Don't act like you haven't seen it.
I've never seen it.
He babysits for a living. He's seen that.
No, I did see it, but it wasn't.
Is that Pixar?
No, that's Disney.
Yeah, that was. That was Pixar.
Not
oh,
Pixar.
No, it was Disney.
Disney.
But actually, when you think about it, it's not Let It Snow. It's Le Tits Now, which is The Tits Now.
It's French.
So, there what? You go. So
no,
like,
no,
yes,
no, no, no.
The tits, now!
Isn't it Let It Go?
No.
It's Let It Go, as in your inhibitions. You know
oh,
you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Lee tits,
yeah,
now.
Fuck that snowman.
And last but not
give
least.
Give them tits some room to breathe. Air those puppies out.
Last but not least, homosexuals deserve the death penalty.
Fuck no, really?
The death penalty? They want to have...
Well, hey, wait a second. If straight people deserve this the death penalty, why can't homosexuals get it also?
But I think they mean because you're gay. Yeah.
Well, if I ever murdered someone, I'd be like, I'm gay. I can't get it, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. You know, like, you know, I'm sure that was Caitlyn Jenner's thinking when he killed that person.
Oh, yeah, he drove over yeah, that person.
Exactly. He killed that person. He's like, I'm a girl. Sorry. No, I'm
you know
a
you had to change your sexuality, not your yeah. sex, right, dummy? Kill him.
Sorry, you know what? No, homos deserve to die just like straight people, so death penalty to all.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. It's because they're gay.
So, I don't care if they're gay or straight. If
he just wants people dead, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Just kill them all. Everybody.
I just don't even understand how you can have that much contempt and hate and disdain for people that you've never met or known.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, they're filled with dead baby fetuses, and they need to be stoned to death on a Rose Bowl float.
Because they were a Girl Scout watching
because they ate Frozen. Girl Scout cookies and watched Frozen.
They should straight up take away their right to vote because they don't know how birth control works.
They should. They don't know anything. Fucking common sense.
I remember one middle school class where they explained everything, and I still remember it to this day. It's like...
You're like, yep, science checks out.
They didn't have 48 minutes to fucking spend on the subject.
Fucking give it a tight half hour, you're good.
I think I was 18 when my mom decided to try to have the birds and bees talk to me. I'm like, Ma, don't worry about it. I found the magazines under the bed, and I've seen porn.
Your parents waited a long time.
Yeah.
I've done this.
Yeah, we know, Billy. You're not that slick.
We've washed your socks. There's a bunch of dead baby fetuses on them.
With dead baby fetuses.
Do you know how many times I have to buy you new socks? I'm not washing that shit.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long to take a shower.
Why are you fucking using up all the hot water in your 45-minute shower?
You weigh 100 pounds. What are you washing?
Shut up, Mom. I'm trying to jack it in here. God damn it, man.
You're killing the mood.
I'm trying to get the genie out of the lamp.
That is absolute boner killer, is Mom's voice.
What about Grandma's voice mixed in with it?
It's the same for me, I feel. I don't know. I don't get more. Like,
then you get rock hard.
I mean, unless you're down in that bar in Georgia.
So my grandma's talking torqued as fuck.
All right, next story. Lou, you're going to have to... Give me a little more info on this one, because you put a note in this that this is a story that's trending right now.
Okay, yeah.
Did we talk about this prior?
No, because, you know, we get the stories usually like Saturday to Thursday, and this came out like the Friday after.
So we missed this one.
Yeah.
There was a story going around about a woman named Shaniqua who was arrested in a Walmart using a sausage to pleasure herself in the bathroom.
Ew.
Everything about that story is horrible.
But then again, haven't you seen the pictures from Walmart? Does that shock you at all?
Well, she took a break from taking a dump on the floor.
There's ugly fat people. Why they got to be gross there? Like,
it's Walmart. Wait,
was she using a Johnsonville? Or was she
It was a Jimmy Dean.
No, Jimmy Dean's frozen. Okay,
all the better.
No.
It was a Slim Jim.
It was actually a Jimmy Dean. It's
Wow, they actually went that far.
The point is...
I was going to say, only Hillshire Farms can prepare a good sausage like
this. There you go, man.
The point is, the story has been debunked.
Mm-hmm.
It is not true.
It was a Hillshire Farm sausage. Absolutely the rest of it.
So you mean to tell me not everything I read on the internet is true?
Believe it or not.
Oh my God.
The internet is filled with lies.
But if it's on Facebook, it's true, no?
Facebook and Wikipedia being the only exceptions. All right. Everything on there is true.
All right. Fuck, I better donate that dollar to that kid with cancer.
No, I don't donate shit.
Yeah, so
shit.
Do you get shamed at the register? Like, in a
I do. No, I do by him.
Yes.
Every time I'm like, no, that's okay. He's like, you just killed a child, and I'm like,
sure.
And then the cashier laughs, and I'm like, great. Now I feel stupid. I'm
you
like,
did not put that hamster to college.
I don't feel bad at all. I like to shame the register guy for asking me. I'm like,
I was like, I need a dollar. Yeah. I need a dollar. Like, I'm like, I need a Daniela needs money fund.
Would you like to give a dollar for sick dogs, a pet? Smart. Oh, I got a dog at home. He's fine.
Exactly. And plus, you don't know how the money's being spent.
Right.
It's like 80% of it's going to the people who work there, and then it's like 20% is on, like, I don't know, dog bones.
They spend most of that money just burying the carcasses, I bet.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's kind of true. You know, Peter, the whole thing about Peter, right?
Yeah, they just execute them.
They just execute animals.
Yeah, what do you do to animals?
Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, what about you, Peter?
I love and respect animals, and...
But you just said you murder him.
I'm not going down this road with you. It's dumb.
Oh, hi, doggy.
See?
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, hi, doggy. You've seen too much.
Prepare to shed your mortal coil, dog.
Come here. I take you to the Chinese food store.
Orange duck right ass.
Want to do some Halloween news?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we had a court case wrap up this week where a witch was triumphant over a warlock.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
Is this an official court ruling, or is this like some type of like role-playing court?
It was Harry Potter court.
Like, I hit him with my tennis ball before he hit him.
He cheated at Quidditch.
Oh, you know, I have a good story about last year's Halloween.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We were going to a Motley Crue concert.
Yeah.
And we just got on the train. No, wait. It gets worse.
Alice Cooper opened up for him. If that helps.
That's cool.
All right.
Millie Walker.
We went to get on the train to get home, and they had stopped all the trains. Wait. They stopped all the trains because at our train stop, someone cut his mother's head off threw it on the lawn. So we couldn't get to our
How early was that concert?
It happened about 20 minutes after we got on the train.
The early bird.
On the train going
concert.
To the concert?
Yes.
Because it happened half hour after I left the train.
It was like 50 feet away from our car, and the guy jumped in front of the train and killed himself. But then people proceeded to think that the woman's head was a Halloween decoration.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And people like actually like went over to pick it up.
I have a real serious question for you. Like, you were definitely young as people at that concert, right? And
that's a takeaway.
I don't think so. We're not that young anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm only 15.
Yeah.
Well, being in our early 30s, you were by far the youngest people at that concert, right?
Were we?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
What was like 1,200?
No, it was MSG. Packed out MSG.
Fuck you.
Yeah, they did it in the boys' room on level 2.
Then all I gotta say is that. The Motley Crue's got a lot of money to fill out that stadium to give away those tickets.
And it was Alice Cooper also, so he's like a fossil moving around on stage. But he was really good.
Cooper was amazing.
Yeah.
Because most of his show is just a magic act, right?
That animatronic skeleton's really good.
I like how of
that's
that,
Alice.
I like how of all of that, that's what scared you the most, was we went to a Motley Crue concert.
Yeah.
One thing we learned from that story, severed heads, Motley Crue sucks.
Yeah.
It's like,
that was
right. You mean to tell me you actually went to a Motley Crue concert?
Girls, shut up, Neil. You fucking suck.
Maybe that's what caused the guy
now.
To cut his mother's head off.
I would go to Motley Crue
because she didn't want to go to the Motley Crue concert.
Right.
It's like, fucking cut my fucking head up before I go there.
Okie dokie.
And that's how that happened.
All right, Mom. Crue rocks.
Poison was so much better.
Boy, another fucking lame-o band.
I hung out with CeCe DeVille. He was
of course you did.
Yet.
He's nobody.
And she married me.
Hey.
CeCe DeVille.
He told me about his fake teeth. It was awesome.
At the drive. Fake teeth? The guy didn't have good dental. Like,
I give a good gum job.
Yeah.
Please stop talking to me, guy. I don't need more friends.
Sorry, am I turning you on?
I used to be... What was he, like Dave Lee Roth of Lead Guitarist or something like that? Like,
who? CeCe was Brett Michaels' bitch.
No, I know, but I'm saying like he still thinks he's cool.
I'm stealing you.
Oh yeah, he wore like a rhinestones like Elvis suit. It was awesome.
I think you're using the word awesome.
No, I thought that was pretty awesome. How's that not
awful?
Awesome?
Yeah.
Wow. You should ask him to describe a few inches.
His dick.
Four.
She calls me Dumbo.
You still got a fucking elephant trunk.
You want to do the story? Or...
Sorry, you're still here.
That was like a brain fart.
She interrupted this with
like
tangent,
the 80s. Sorry.
With the 80s. The 80s came in.
I had
here.
A flashback.
Thanks, Marty McFly.
this warlock was calling this witch and harassing her over the phone, saying
over
creepy shit.
Over the phone?
Yeah.
What a
so
hack.
She sued him and she won, and it's stupid and it's Harry Potter bullshit.
It's Potter witches?
No.
Wait,
it's
so
like,
how is my story not better than that?
Way better.
I'm just getting us back on track.
Yeah, at least Harry Potter's reveling in like the 2000s, you know?
I know, but that's way more relevant than Motley Crue or Poison.
Obviously, the guy didn't win because he's using phone calls.
Well, he used such harassing techniques as calling her and hissing the C word at her, drawing an ugly cartoon of her.
Cook me a dinner!
He knows parcel tongue! And in
Slytherin?
Writing insulting internet postings.
Oh.
real dark magic shit.
Welcome, yeah. to the, welcome to the internet.
I hope you get a virus, you and your computer.
It was a dark incantation known as trolling.
Yeah. For this hex, we're going to need Eye of Newt. And at least two memes of this bitch.
Yes. The decent internet connection.
You're going to have to come up with a good hashtag. Bitch be tripping.
Bubble, bubble, toil and hashtag.
Yeah. I'm going to have to let everyone know that I defriended her.
At the drive-in.
And this is where I kind of checked out on this one, but we'll read it anyway. A Texas woman was abducted and subjected to a bizarre blood ritual. Spooky. More witches. Good thing Vin Diesel's out there, because he's our last witch hunter.
Vin Diesel?
That motherfucker,
How
man.
Dumb does that thing look?
I mean, is the last witch hunter shop at fucking Banana Republic?
Have you know her witches?
It's probably going to do just as good as that I, Frankenstein movie with Aaron Eckhart.
That wasn't half bad.
Yeah, man, it was on Netflix about 3 months after
the
fucking release. It must have been great.
Aaron Eckhart hasn't worked since.
Yeah, right. Sorry, Two-Face. No jobs to you.
Let's see. They abducted her, held her for 3 days in San Antonio. And...
Oh, wait, by the way, since it's Universal, I just want to mention it. Do you notice how they're trying to bring back the Universal monsters?
Yeah.
But... every time they flop in the theater, they're like, that wasn't part of the universe. That was I, Frankenstein.
Yeah, they're trying to do it as like a shared Marvel-type universe.
Yeah, but...
nobody wants to see
this. The second one hits and it's good, they'll be like, yeah, this is the new Universal Monsters. This is the Wolfman. Thank God for the Wolfman.
Yeah. Wait, Benicio del Toro? No.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, didn't they just do a Wolfman movie like
and a pretty weak Dracula picture.
That wasn't so bad. It was. Who cares that he's Dracula? There was a lot of good action.
It was a superhero movie with Dracula.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that fucking
thing. Like, in the Dracula universe, it was like, why... But it wasn't a bad movie, I thought.
No. Can we just get another Monster Squad already?
Yes. No, that again.
Wolfman's got nards.
Leave it where it was, man.
Right.
That was a magical movie. Everything just happened to work out. Man.
Have you guys seen that recently?
Yeah, I just watched it for Halloween.
It's on Netflix.
There's a lot of homophobia in that.
I will admit, I broke my
80s.
He just watched.
Eat that Snickers.
I just watched it. Yeah.
They said faggot and homo a lot.
Bro, they're like, eat that Snickers, faggot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they didn't identify the fat kid by name until like 5 minutes till the end.
The name is Horace.
Right.
It blows away the monster from the Black Lagoon. By the way, those monsters got beat pretty easy. It was shotgun shell killed the monster of the Black Lagoon. And then the kid who was like in middle school killed half the monsters.
Yeah.
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 Okay, maybe.
Wait, who's a virgin?
Oh, look, there's a 5-year-old. She must be a virgin.
No, but I didn't get it as a kid, but I rewatching it. The kid's sister is like, you fucking whore. You said you were a virgin.
Right.
It's like Billy, Tommy, they don't count.
Hey, why'd you have to use my name?
Scary Journey.
Right, and then they got help from the fucking...
Scary Journey.
The Nazi guy.
Nazi
guy! Nazi scientist guy, yes. Right?
It'd be funny if the Dracula came down and gave him a little fist bump.
Good work. All right,
what's up next?
Final story.
Oh.
This one's really quick.
That's what she said.
What do you think this year's award for most dominant racist Halloween costume is?
Is it like current
current event stuff?
Just like pop culture.
Yeah,
pop culture.
Donald Trump.
Racist stuff.
Jenner.
Say
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner, you think?
Jenner.
That's not racist.
No, that's not racist.
Against
people.
Well, let's just say.
Or
gender.
Weirdos.
You're all wrong. It's white guys dressing as Kanye.
Why would anybody want to dress as Kanye?
In full blackface, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, any blackface, I mean, you could say I'm like being racist.
You're greenface right now.
Yeah, but I'm part Irish, so it's okay.
And it's like slowly dripping off of you.
That's so all right.
Because you wear a full leather outfit.
I'm wearing my Under Armour underpants, so my balls are nice and cool.
Yeah, I love those things containing.
Yeah.
You need some snowballs.
I got some ball room in there. It's all right. It's good. I stretch them out a little bit.
All right. Yes. So what was this thing about?
People are dressing like Kanye. A lot of white dudes.
I dressed as Little John back in the day. No one cared.
According to the
photos.
If
you dress as like Mr. T, it's okay.
Well, that's from the 80s. I think we were learning a thing or two about the 80s tonight.
When I was a kid, my mom, she was going to my aunt's house for a Halloween party, and she decided to dress like Mammy from Gone with the Wind.
Nothing racist.
No, nothing racist about that. Of course, yeah, my...
That's not, like, a recognizable character. Like, you dress as a slave bitch.
Well, I mean, back in the 80s, you know, she had, like, the full, like, Aunt Jemima, like, thing going on there.
Of course she did. She's dressing as a slave woman.
Yes. Yeah, nothing racist. You know, my little brother's over there crying, no, what'd you do with my mother?
No, this isn't racist. This is from Gone with the Wind. Like, why'd you go with Scarlett, you fucking racist?
Yeah, like, you know, one of the most influential women in my early years, you know, once did say, Hitler, right idea, wrong people, you know, but
it's one of the blacks.
Hey, don't put words in my dead grandmother's mouth. Oh shit, sorry.
It's the grandmother. We all have a racist grandmother. I sure
my grandfather was just telling me he'd be $1 million richer if he never met a Jew.
Oh.
So I have a movie recommendation real quick.
He's right.
It better not be Man of Steel,
and it involves minor racism, not really a Halloween theme. Birth of the Dead, awesome documentary about the making of Night of the Living Dead. And you've one takeaway from that, it's George Romero is the shit.
Okay, all right.
Just watch it and listen to all the racist slurs he uses against Italians.
Nice.
That's fun. Well, he's old school like that.
How could
you hate on the Italians?
Because he was a Spanish man
who got beat up a lot. You see, in every like interview he says, like, yeah, he used to grow up in the Bronx and the fucking Guineas used to beat me up.
All right, this is a little weird. I could have sworn KZ nodded his head when he said he got beat up a lot. He's like, uh-huh. That thing's alive, man.
I'm telling you, that thing's going to come to life one day.
Yeah. His neck is like insane. He looks like one of those girls African that put, like, women. The rings around
his
neck.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
That's the second greatest rap of all time.
He needs a long neck to fit all those fly rhymes.
Spits out fire.
Yeah.
He is sporting my early 2000s velour suit. You must have picked that up at Goodwill or something.
Was that a Billy written on the tag?
Nah,
that was like, that was told to me back in 2000.
Shots fired, Brian.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Don't be hate.
I swear to God, look at pictures of Jamie Kennedy and look at pictures of him from like the '90s.
I may or may not have dressed as him as one Halloween, but whatever.
Yeah. Unintentionally.
Oh wow,
Jamie Kennedy.
No, totally intentionally.
He just didn't have a costume.
I totally didn't. I just had a velour suit and
you were telling everyone
ski goggles.
The rules of scary movies.
Don't run up the stairs. Don't say hello. I'll be right back.
I watched that this week.
Scream?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to see Malibu's Most Wanted.
No, it doesn't. That movie's a piece of shit.
Oh, stop it.
You don't realize until you watch it again how bad the acting is
in that movie. It's really bad.
They overact.
A slasher movie? Stop it.
It's like
when David Arquette is the best actor.
Yeah, when he's the most subdued actor in a movie, you have Matthew Lillard just straight up spazzing out the entire thing.
I'm dying here, man.
On a scale,
it's a screamer, baby. It's a screamer.
On a scale of Man to Steel to 10,
I give it a.
I think you just jealous how good looking that guy is.
Yeah.
No. Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill
is fucking stone jawed gorgeous.
I did watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with him.
U.N.C.L.E.
Is that good?
No.
Oh no!
It looks good, but it's stupid.
I'll be honest. I can't wait for Batman versus Superman.
You're gonna hate it, homeboy.
Yes, you just take down that god of a man,
Henry Cavill.
It's gonna be waving a little go Ben Affleck flag.
Team Batfleck right here.
Team Batfleck.
Here's the bomb and Phantoms, yo.
Yeah, was it Clerks 2? Or no?
No, that was Jay Bob. Yeah,
right.
Strike Back. Yep.
Strike Back.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with some games.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
And this is Damian Cross, the host of The Offensive Line.
If you're not listening to the podcast, this is what you're missing.
We're going to go over our weeks first. Who's got an interesting week?
Okay, well, I can start it off by saying that me and Zach had a wonderful, interesting week.
He fucking Bill Cosby'd me.
I did not Bill Cosby, you son of a bitch. Okay, so this is the deal. So every time Zach hangs out with me, he passes out fucking drunk. And then it's supposed to be my fault.
It's
so.
Only when I hang out with you. So no. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and blame you.
Okay, so like I'm dropping him off to work and everything. Everything like that is like, oh, that never happens to me. He always tells me that. It's like I never get that way. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're drunk, you're just a fucking drunk. I don't care, dude. You know, just you're still a good co-host and friend.
It's you, man. I swear, dude. That's like, yeah, I drink, but I never, like, I mean, back in the day, yeah, but, like, you know, lately, and, like, this whole year, like, I don't get like that anymore.
I know what it is. It's roofies.
Yeah.
So why not? So you're not going to even take my side on this?
No, you like the tougher guys. That's why you like Zach. How you don't dare like
you? You like the ruggedness.
No, yeah. No,
because so, I notice you only hang out with me when I have a beard.
Whatever. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and go to our website at utterlyoffensive.com.
All right, back.
We're back.
Hey. We're back.
Ready to play some games?
Let's do it.
Let's do some Baldur Dash.
All right.
What theme are we doing today?
Let's go with, let me see if I even have it. Yeah, let's go with Custom Rust since they were the winners.
They were the winners.
We don't do that one often enough. So.
These were the contest winners for our Baldur Dash
all right,
theme song. Competition.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go take a smoke break.
Painted black comics has answered the questions. Sometimes they make it all up. Answers are crazy intelligent sometimes, but mostly as funny as fuck. Words that are unheard are given new meaning to add to your dictionary. Things that are not lies where everybody tries to guess who that person could be.
Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash.
It's a quiz, not a genital rash.
Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash. I really like that song, but it just you can't play the whole thing.
No, no you, but when you listen in its entirety, it's like 4 minutes long.
There's a fucking breakdown.
That's the best part.
It's pianos. Pretty great. There's a fucking solo.
I know we said song. We really meant intro.
But that's Dr. Norman Trousers and Rivers Ambezi of the Cosm Earth podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great. I liked it.
All right, according to my list here, Brian, you won last week.
Yeah, it was a turned over decision.
That's right.
I won first.
And he stole the rug out from under you.
Uh-huh. I heard the answers were deflated.
Mm. Football jokes don't do well here. Not even Brian gave it a chuckle.
Brian gave it like a respect.
It was like a polite chuckle.
I understand what he means. I get it.
I watch the news. Why was that a thing?
I hate when you deflate stuff.
I honestly didn't get it at first.
You didn't? You're the sports guy.
Yeah, deflate.
It was like the polite chuckle because he's sitting right next to you. So
you could just chuck a full beer at me. It's all right,
Shut up!
I mean, I like to thank Pete and Lou for dissecting that whole thing.
Turn my mic off.
Not until you answer these questions. Uh-huh. Brian, I'm going to start with you. We got first the word. You?
Yeah.
Pick it.
The define a person. Which one is that?
That's the first. The second one is person.
Person? All right. So I'll start off.
You want to start it?
Yeah.
With a word definition. Mm-hmm. All right. Your word to define, tweezlick.
Tweezlick? Tweezlick is the gay Twizzler. They're just dicks instead of like licorice.
They're just curvy, like spiral dicks?
No, just straight up dicks.
More like a red rope.
Yeah. Well, no, they're fleshy colored.
Okay.
Yeah. They're for bachelorette parties.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Go well with the dick straws and the dick hat.
Yeah, just big old...
Bachelor parties suck. Bachelorette parties.
Bachelor parties suck. Bachelorette parties with those tweezles. Woo!
With their dick straws, a.k.a. dicky sippies.
What's your first name? Brian, did I have a B yet? All right. I got to make out with you. I was like, all
right. Did that happen?
A bunch of times.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anytime you go to a bar with the fucking party, you know, they're like, they start asking every guy's name in the bar, and there's like, you have to get A through Z is the game, I guess.
How have I never been a part of this? I'm a P. I'm hard to come by. It's like me and Paul, and that's it.
Peter, Paul, like the two most popular names in the goddamn world.
For yeah. like
this the game, first... This game was not around when I had my bachelorette party.
There's two B's in this room. I'm the only P.
That's why you gotta go.
Actually, he's a W.
There's five.
If it came down to it, he could throw out a B. He's got double. Dude, he could throw a W or a B. He's got double chances.
Yeah.
That's why if you see the party, you put on your Russian accent and go like, "My name is Yuri." Like,
my name is
they
Yuri.
Never have a Y.
All this right, yes. Yeah. My name is Xavier.
Call me Quasar.
One
Quasar.
Montoya.
My name is Zandarian. With a Z.
I already have a Z, sorry, bud.
God damn it. Zelda!
All right,
Billy. Define the word tweezlick.
It's simple. It's when two twins, either male or female, eat each other out.
Oh.
They gotta be the same sex?
Tweezlick.
Doesn't matter.
Twins.
Fraternal twins.
Twins, yeah. They're eating each other out. Asshole to asshole, vagina to vagina, vagina
that, you're
to
describing
asshole.
Scissoring.
No, scissoring is when they get down there and start driving.
Well, you said vagina to vagina.
All right.
I was just picturing like a thing.
All right. Keep on picturing. What is that? Scissor or something?
Is that scissor or something?
Scissor me, sexies. Yes.
Scissor me, timbers.
That's tweeze licking.
Tweeze licking is disturbing.
Yes.
Lou, tweeze lick.
All right, this is the weird obsession some people have where they pull out hairs and they suck on the root and get all
ew.
That gunk.
We used to watch the
we
same
talked
episode.
About that.
That's called tweezlick.
Oh, we talked about that on an episode.
You might be right.
That's real.
That's an actual... Yeah. Gotta check the answer. No, it's not, but that's... That's gross.
It is gross.
No, but I can't believe that's a callback, too.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. There we go. Daniela?
Tweezlick.
Tweezlick. Hmm.
It's when you lick your finger and you smooth out your eyebrows so you don't have to tweeze them.
One-handed, though.
It's that one...
One, yeah. Oh. Yeah, one of those.
One of those moves.
Do it like
in the
you.
50s.
Yeah, give it the old tweeze lick. Hey!
The Fonz did it.
Then he hit a jukebox.
Hey!
You know, you're the coolest guy in the room.
There you go.
Actually, and we got to say, what is it? A happy 70th birthday to the Fonz
the
today.
The Winkler? Is
yeah,
his birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
I love Henry Winkler. We were just talking about Arrested Development. All mm-hmm.
Cover Winkler and bees.
Come on, he's the bomb in Children's Hospital, though.
And I just watched his BoJack Horseman episode again.
That's right. Yeah.
He was great on that.
He jumped the shark.
He literally did many times.
Yes.
And he got stabbed to death in Scream.
Oh.
Full circle.
Wow.
Boom.
He was in Scream?
Yeah.
He was the principal.
Mike Trout.
Oh, shit, he was the principal in that, yeah. Forgot about that.
All right.
Yeah, two settings.
Yes.
Point giving time. Lou's really disturbed me, so I'm going to give him the point. Woo. That was a callback, too. I am a sucker for callbacks. All right. You got a really tough round here, Billy.
That's what she said.
Who is this person?
You.
What are they famous for? Floki Rafna. And while you think,
all right.
A tweezlick is actually a tool used for making rope.
Oh.
We're educational here.
So, all right.
Floki Rafna.
All right. So, yeah. Floki Rafna. He was in the news recently. Him and Al Sharpton, they led a march against the cops in New York City for being brutally, beaten with a tweezlick.
Mm.
Scissoring?
Well, yes. Yes, while he was scissoring his twin.
I was trying to figure out which tweezlick definition you were using.
Scissor that boy.
Blah, blah.
What was the guy's name again?
Floki Rafna.
Floki, you done it again.
All right, Lou, Floki Rafna to you.
Floki Rafna, he was the dude. He used to be like a prince, and he tried to get the throne from his brother, Thor. Didn't happen though. He was shunned. Poor Floki.
Poor Floki.
Yes.
He was the hero in that
movie. Floki's life matters.
Yeah.
I hate what the Hulk did to him.
Right.
Smashed him up good.
Puny bra stuff.
All right.
Puny stuff. Bruh, bruh.
Now that would be funny. Yeah. A fucking Jamaican Hulk.
Jamaican Hulk? It's better than British Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. He's mad lazy.
I'm mad boy.
You don't smash it again.
Hulk smoke. Boy.
Gung chuck chuck gung chuck chuck.
My secret is I'm always stoned.
boy.
He wears purple pants and a Rasta cap, and that's it. I love it.
Plays hacky sack.
Big green dreadlocks.
You won't like me when I'm not stoned.
You wouldn't like me when I'm on the level. All
right. Do I even have to go after that? Yes.
I don't know if that was an official answer. That took a segue.
Yeah.
What the hell was your answer?
Thor's said, brother.
We did give her a time.
Thor's
to think
brother
about
Loki.
Yes. We're not talking about Jamaican Hulk.
No, Floki.
Loki. Hi, I'm Floki. Hi.
Yes. Well, it's gay Loki. All right. It's gay Loki.
It's right. Misunderstood.
Daniela Floki Rafna.
I think it was Dr. Floki Rafna, and he did Caitlyn Jenner's tracheal surgery.
He shaved down that trache.
He shaved it down.
He used the orbital sander. And just
yep.
Hello!
He fucking was sexy. He used his tongue.
What do you have, like a dry cat tongue? Like sandpaper?
Tongue. Didn't drink for a week. Right off.
Ugh, I got a picture of that now? Dick?
Ick.
Brian? Mm-hmm. Floki Rafna.
It was the first Jamaican dude to sit down in Washington Square Park and sell twigs to white people.
That's a thing?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, there's Jamaican guys in parks in Manhattan that are selling drugs.
Oh, twigs. Gotcha.
Oh.
I thought he actually, sorry.
Yeah.
Brian started smoking weed recently and he's up in all the lingo. Oh.
Twigs, it's, you know, that's where you get all the good shit from. Mm-hmm.
The only Jamaicans I see are banging on those fucking paint cans. You know what I'm saying? They're making like street
the
music.
Steel drums?
Steel drums?
No. When they have like those empty containers.
Yes.
Oh, the guys
Tony
who are like.
Tony Potts and Pants.
Yes, Tony Potts and Pants.
Tony Potts and Pants?
Yes. You've never seen him? Oh
You've
my God.
Named him?
No.
That's his name.
Yeah.
She's like, can we keep him?
Yeah. He has a whole drum set made out of buckets, and he just like goes at. He's really good.
And he'll chase you down if he sees you videotaping him.
Well, that's amazing because in the comic we wrote many years ago, there were characters like Joey Bag of Donuts,
yes,
Muscles Marinara, and now we got Tony Pots and Pans.
We're using that.
He's already
using that.
Joey Bag of Donuts is an issue too. I sent you the script.
Okay, good. All right.
All right. Points for that round. I'm tempted to go Lugan just because that led to Jamaican Hulk. And that was my favorite thing ever.
Mm.
So, okay, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. All right, all right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lou,
You
get the hard round.
Yeah.
The rest of you start thinking.
Huh.
What do the initials G-I-F-C stand for?
G-I-F-C.
And Floki Rafna was actually a Swedish Viking who discovered Iceland in the year 865. G-I-F-C. And I will remind you, you do get one pass.
Oh, now you say you get one pass.
I forgot to mention it.
I forgot to mention it. Yeah. All right. Great.
All right. If you're, your boy wants to get laid and you have to be his wingman, sometimes you got to G-I-F-C and get that ugly chick off his back. You got to go in for the cooch. You got to bite that bullet. Go in for the cooch.
Go in for the cooch. AKA,
so he can.
Yeah, take that bullet. Yeah. Dive on that grenade.
Right.
G-I-F-C.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Danielle?
I'm going to have to say when you're out drinking with your friends and your friend drinks so much and you're like, get in the fucking car.
You have G-I-F-C'd me many times.
Yes. Yeah.
Brian?
It was a movie made by this guy, Curtis, 50 Cent Jackson. It's Gone in 50 Cents.
Gone in 50 Cents?
Wow. So
he's a car thief?
It has nothing to do with that. He was just talking about his fucking whole career.
That nigga's bankrupt.
Vitamin water, what happened?
He should have opened up a candy shop. More profitable.
Billy?
He's patiently waiting, Lou.
It's on the top 40. It's a new hit song by Justin Bieber called Girl, I'm Fucking Coming on You.
Damn.
That's a lot of extra letters.
Yeah, I mean,
Girl I'm Fucking Coming. Right? Yeah, right. That's the title.
Yeah.
He elaborates in the
Girl,
song.
Girl, I'm Fucking Coming.
Like, Justin, you need an innuendo, dude. Like, you can't just say that.
That's from his new album, Dropping Fucking Loads.
Yeah. Or Justin's bigger than God.
Twizzlicking.
just him stomping out God.
No, it's him ascending the other members of NSYNC to his level.
He actually did it with Floki. It was a duet.
It was a duet.
Yeah.
All right. Good answers all around on that one. Kind of between Brian and Daniela. I did laugh pretty hard at both. So I'm going to go ahead and give... Well, I already forgot Brian's. So I'm going to give Daniela a point.
Yes! You just remember it from that one time.
What was it again, bro?
Gone in 50 Cents.
Gone in 50 Cents. It was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah. All right, Daniela, you start this round.
Okay.
Movie title.
I'm going to get Richard that try.
You ever see that movie?
Yeah, it was.
It's really bad.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It's really bad.
It's about his life, so it's kind of interesting to me.
Only, like, completely made up and fabricated.
Boy, was shot 9 times. That happened.
That part happened, but the rest of the movie's retarded.
Wait, time out. You think it was a lie that he sold drugs and shit? Like, it wasn't like...
You know what? I may be getting it confused just because how, like, poorly made it was. That it just seemed fake.
Hey, look, man.
Didn't he also have, like, a video game?
Oh, he had two video
where
games.
Where it was, like, him, but instead of... his life, it was just like GTA.
Yeah, My favorite was called 50 Cent Blood in the Sand, and that's where he went to Afghanistan and fought terrorists.
Oh, because that sounds like he's fighting Spartacus.
50 Cent Blood in the Sand. Aru!
Dressed like Leonidas.
Yeah.
No, he's still dressed like 50. Everyone around him was dressed in periodical outfits.
He's still wearing a bulletproof vest.
Bulletproof vest, backwards Yankee cap. The team hasn't even been there.
Too soon, bro.
Where'd you get that new era hat?
All right, Daniela, movie title to you.
Okay.
Acting on Impulse. What is the plot of Acting on Impulse? GIFC is actually the Gilligan's Island fan club.
Oi.
All two guys in that are very proud.
Yeah.
It was all about Marianne.
She probably has her own
I was a Marianne guy myself.
Love me a
Ginger
redhead.
Was a whore.
Yeah.
That's probably what you want on a deserted island.
She wasn't as good looking either.
You still want to be able to work for it, you know? Like, once you get it, it's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Well, you got competition.
And Marianne would make you, like, a coconut pie afterwards.
Yeah.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Movie Acting on Impulse. You got anything?
It's like a documentary about somebody doing jazz hands in front of, like, the U.S., like, monuments.
I want to see this.
Right. Washington Monument.
Jazz
hands.
Lincoln Memorial.
Jazz hands.
Mount Rushmore. Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this thing sells itself. Brian, Acting on Impulse.
Acting on Impulse is a horror movie about a serial killer. Basically, he acts on his impulses, and it's kind of like American Psycho, where he just kind of like kills people and kills a couple hobos. Because they don't matter.
You're kind of close to the real answer, but not quite there.
Oh, yeah? What was the actual movie?
Well, they'll get to it at the end. Billy, Acting on Impulse.
Taking your at-time girlfriend to Disney World and proposing to her when her best friends just happened to be there to say hello to her.
But that wasn't really Impulse.
No, that sounds really planned out.
Yeah, that was like covert operation.
Pandering. Buying points. Now you.
I know how this works.
Can I dress up as Green Arrow the whole week?
Hey now.
Yeah, he's basically like sleeping in that costume.
Can we have sex? I'm Green Arrow.
Call me Ollie.
Will you be Felicity? Thank God you jumped in, Pete. I know nothing about the character. Arrows?
Lou, Acting on Impulse.
This is a biopic about Will Ferrell and how he just kind of makes up his own lines whenever he's in a movie. Just wacky shit, you know?
It's basically every blooper reel?
No, because the blooper reels end up making in the final cut for him.
That's true.
You know?
Some of the best parts.
He's a funny man.
I wonder, though, how many of those, like, takes before he got to the goal that he was saying happened. Like, it's like, all right, well, like, you did get a lot of good stuff, but, I mean, we were here for, like, 3 hours, man. Like, can we break for lunch at some point?
You had one line.
All you had to say was hello. Right.
All right, what's up next?
I got to give a point for that one. Jazz hands.
Yes, jazz hands.
Got to pick the one I want to see the most.
I'm just gonna go on the record and say this is just favoritism because somebody didn't take somebody to the prom.
Shut up.
You're gonna get punched.
Daniela was my prom date.
No, she
get over
but
it.
But she wasn't.
Oh, wait, she wasn't. She asked me to the prom and I said no. I forgot. <She's> right. we went together, but like roundabout way. Prom sucked.
It did.
My date blew a guy in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
She took too much ecstasy and blew Billy Costner in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Billy Costner, really?
That's what happens when you give me too much ecstasy. I told you.
Oh. Who the hell was your date?
What was that Michelle girl's?
Michelle DeBecky, yeah.
Oh, you should probably not say her full name.
Oh. Who fucking cares?
Edit.
Well.
Lou, don't edit any of that.
I mean, she was just some bitch who blew a guy in a dirty bathroom.
That happened, yes.
We used to play on her trampoline, like in high school, and like...
We would
because
beat the shit out of each other on that trampoline. Yeah,
and they were like she thought that she was going to hook up with a couple of us, and like, they were like, nah, we're just going to play on trampoline.
Ah, yes.
Prom sucked.
High school memories.
Woo! All right, final question in this round. Mm-hmm. In Rumford, Maine, it is a crime to bite your what, Brian? And acting on an impulse is a movie star wanted for murder. That's where you were close. Seduces a shoe salesman and takes him bar hopping. That's where it goes off.
Al Bundy movie, huh?
Yeah. Sans movie star.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Oh, Ed O'Neill's in it?
No.
Oh.
In Rumford, Maine, it is a crime to bite your what?
Your lip. Tell the truth in Maine.
In Maine, we respect honesty.
You look fat in that. Just saying.
It's the law.
We don't bite our lips here in Maine.
Billy, in Rumford, Maine, it is a crime to bite your...
I'll just say lip. I'm just going to go... Yeah.
He's just said lip.
Who said lip?
Brian just said lip.
Yeah. Hello, come back
I thought
us.
He said hip. Sorry.
Bite your hip? That's not a saying.
All right, fine. It
I think you might be near to passing out in that leather outfit.
Sorry.
Get the man some air.
It's just a little hot in here. I can't breathe.
So I'm getting an oxygen mask.
All right, fine. So it's illegal to bite your own elbow.
That's also impossible.
Also, well, that's why. If you can do it, you're a freak, and we don't want you here.
Try it. If you didn't have the form in hand, it's possible.
Try it.
Have you ever tried it? That's why it's illegal. No,
it's completely impossible to do it. I want to see somebody try it.
The
right
only
now.
Person who could do it is KZ with that long ass neck.
My dog could do it because he's got like a crazy jaw too.
He could bite his toes without bending at the waist.
The dog could bite his own nuts off.
All right, Lou in Rumford, Maine. It is a crime to bite your
own nipples.
I think
also impossible.
No.
If you got big enough, or if you got like a big fat man titty, like you sort of stretch it and you put it in there.
Yeah, I've seen some shit like
I've
that.
I've seen enough porn to know that's true.
Yeah. Totally possible.
Yep, totally possible.
They frown on that in Maine.
especially if your nipples are hairy.
Fuck me. I say bite a nipple.
You can bite someone else's nipple, but not your own. That's too far, man. That's too much, man.
Take that shit to Canada.
And finally, Daniela, in Rumford, Maine, it is a crime to bite your...
Co-workers. Yeah.
You are shockingly close to the correct answer.
That's awesome. Quite.
The correct answer is actually landlord. I just figure biting others in your life.
How the hell is that close to co-worker, guy?
I just thought other people who you are familiar with.
Yeah, other people.
You guys all said yourselves.
Yeah, you all said parts of your own body, except for Brian, who gets the point this round, because bite your lip. No biting your own lip.
Tell the truth, mate.
Fucking don't lie. This is Maine.
Maine saying is a lip.
You can bite a moose's dick, but you can't bite your own lip.
Always say
it is actually not illegal for you to bite a moose's dick. That is correct.
Actually, marriages, the divorce rate there is almost none because no one holds back nothing. So they know what they're getting into.
Do I look fatness? Yes. End of conversation.
All right, I'll change.
Does this just make me look fat? It's not the dress.
Are you cheating on me? Oh, yeah.
Twice.
Who starts this next round?
I think I went first.
Yes.
Yeah. You went first. So, Billy, you get to define the word hag butt. That's hag butt.
He's deciding whether he wants to lose points with Danielle, right?
Hey. Hey, we're married, so better or for worse, but a nasty-ass whore's fucking ass that you're fucking.
Going straight to the point there.
There you go. Mm. That's it.
That is a hag butt.
That's it. That's a hag's ass, yeah.
Lou, hag butt.
Hag butt.
Sorry, I stole your answer.
It's all right. Hag butt is when you got a nasty looking ass that just looks like it could be a witch's face.
You got like a zit.
It's got giant hairy moles. It's got some fucking gray hairs on it. It's nasty. Wrinkles. That thing looks like it's about to hex you. It's like, pretty sure it just winked at me. Oh, oh no. Hag butt.
Hag butt.
Hag butt.
Daniela?
I'm going to go with it. The end of an old lady's cigarette. Hag butt.
Okay, different direction. I like it.
Right?
That sounds plausible. And Brian?
What was the word?
Hag butt.
Is a word that Billy was mulling over that decided whether he wanted to be really funny or win points with his girl.
Well, they wanted to sleep on the couch?
Yeah. Hey, have you ever slept on my couch?
Well, he gained all those husband points earlier when he told the story of their engagement.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And yeah, he's not going back.
He's not like, going back.
You know what? It's something else.
All right, points for that round. I like Brian's answer. Breaking the fourth wall. Mm-hmm. In reality, an ancient firearm.
Does it work?
I don't know.
It's ancient, no, so man. It doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't say on the balderdash card.
How ancient are we talking?
It was wizard magic.
Fireball, fireball, fireball.
Hagbutt, hagbutt.
It's just a hollowed out stick.
That could be dangerous.
What's up next?
And then you got a blowgun. Think about it. Lou starts this round.
Yep.
Who is Reynaldo Fong? Reynaldo, clearly Spanish-sounding name.
Yeah, yeah.
Fong, definitely... Far East.
Yeah, so Reynaldo Fong is the dude who they modeled his real life is they modeled that Last Dragon movie out of. He was the Hispanic-y type dude that learned the ancient arts
and got the glow. Black?
That guy, he definitely wasn't all black.
Oh, so, and they turned it black on him, the movie.
Oh, yeah, 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 because Hispanics weren't accepted that much back then.
There's no money in this mix. Do it for the blacks.
No, exactly. Plus, the soundtrack would have been a million times better if you blacked it.
If you blacked it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Gasolina.
Yeah, reggaeton doesn't work in a kung fu movie.
So now most people don't know that Spanish people are the ones who got the glow. They're the ones who originally got
the last track.
Yeah.
All right, Daniela?
Is it? Who's the meanest? Senor Nuff! Who's the baddest? Senor Nuff!
Senor Nuff. Reynaldo Fong.
Reynaldo Fong. I think he was the guy in the left shark costume at the Super Bowl.
At the Katy Perry.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I was killing my whole life for this.
Yeah. He had no rhythm.
What? It's my Asian side kicking in.
Right, exactly. That's why.
That dude was killing it. He just went off script.
Yeah.
Right? I'm doing
Reynaldo
this.
Reynaldo Fong.
I'm on the world stage.
He's got
yeah.
This.
Fuck choreography. I'm my own man.
I'm my own shark.
I got the music in me and nothing's going to stop.
And I can't see shit.
Bless him. Bless his heart.
Bless Reynaldo. In his former career as a shark dancer.
Yeah.
How stupid was that? Looked like a kid's cartoon threw up.
Yo, for all his stupidity, he stole the show.
He totally, yeah.
I'm sorry, all I saw was Katy Perry's boobs.
Did you? She was barely moving.
No. I wanna hear you.
All I saw was Katy Perry, I'm sorry.
Listen, she does have giant boobs.
If she had itty bitty titties, no one cared, man.
But she doesn't. She doesn't
these songs are bad.
She doesn't bounce around. She
grow bigger titties, Perry.
Like if you're gonna
shark, get in there, make this interesting.
Like, yeah, Katy Perry. Yeah,
dance like, your own drummer.
People said there was a shark in that video. I'm like, really?
She was supposed to do jumping jacks by now. Forget it. Go to the shark.
I was just like,
she's not moving. Cut the shark. Yeah. Cut the shark. Hold on, shark.
I was like, holy shit, where was Katy Perry when the levees broke in Louisiana?
Got milk.
See a fucking homeless guy.
God, Perry.
Like rowing down the street and on her flotation devices. Is that what
he's holding firm. Like,
he's nuzzled up.
Katy Perry's fifth like a dead right fish there. Out there. Let's go. Let's go to shark. Operation.
Go to Ronaldo.
I know. Operation she rode in bait. On a golden lion for some reason, but damn, she ain't bouncing. Cut the thong. Yeah. He's doing the running man.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Brian.
Top that,
Ronaldo Fong.
He won the 2013 Akumite.
Oh, Akumite.
Yeah. By win, you mean survived.
Mm. He gave him the super uppercut into the pit.
Finish him.
Finish him! Bah!
Guy crashes on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He beat the reptile. Flawless victory.
What was the guy's name again?
Ronaldo
Fong.
Ronaldo Fong wins.
Fatality.
Friendship.
That game got dumb real quick.
Real dumb. Babality.
It's like, right. Babality. I can't keep track of all this shit. And you had to do a little code for each one, too. One's just like you press B and you just did it.
The new one's fun, but they do offer a pay for fatality feature.
Oy.
What do you mean?
Like, you could buy credits where it's a one-button fatality.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not kidding.
Wow. Stop it.
Fucking microtransactions, man.
They're killing it. Killing the game. Mm. Awful. Billy?
Yes.
Reynaldo Fong.
He was actually the chef at Benihana that I was at the other day.
Asaki me, asaki you.
Asaki me, yes, asaki you. Yeah, see? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That shrimp trick was amazing.
Hey. Got it all in my mouth.
Did the volcano?
Yeah.
That was actually extra in the back room.
Oh, there's
sure
like
one that had,
I mean,
right?
we could have mentioned the one where they were like shooting sake into Daniela's mouth on her 30th birthday.
They Samurai. Do that at the one down the block. They just open up a hibachi place on the block and they do this sake.
Oh, 110 Japan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That place is awesome.
You love though. Oh my god. You gotta love the place where like you can have as much sake as you can drink,
mm-hmm.
as long as you don't get it all over your, you know.
That place is great because I can drive there because it's literally in a straight line down the road.
Okay. You've got mad
throat
skills.
We had a waiter
skills.
Named Tim who really, his you name mean straight really line. You mean like, probably wasn't Tim.
Wait, his name was Tim?
Tim, but you know it wasn't.
A Tim.
And he actually brought out a round of drinks and drank with us.
I want to drink
awesome.
With you.
Yeah, he was like,
they call me Tim,
like, okay.
The party guy.
The whole, like the spray in your mouth. Like,
no, that they did that on my 30th birthday.
Yeah,
so
I was
so drunk.
They call me Tim. A Pearl Harbor because I bring the sake bombs.
Because I drop the bombs.
He's
like, I'm a sake bomb you, and you a Nagasaki to me.
A teep.
All right, points for that round.
That's where they got the name sake.
We went off on the biggest thing on the shark.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the shark.
Ronaldo forever.
Although, Daniela, you now have to start initial round. K W I are your letters.
This is Lou's getting bailed out because this is supposed to be Lou.
No, because I started the last one.
Stop it.
I started Ronaldo. He had the glow.
He didn't have the glow.
Yeah.
He was the last tortita.
Tortita?
What was it? Was a.
K W I and Ronaldo Fong was a man who harassed a woman for 10 years by taking out thousands of magazine subscriptions in her name and then having the magazine send her the bill.
It was K W what?
I.
K W I.
K W I.
So is this like name the initials?
What does those letters stand for?
All right.
You're gonna have to start skip. With somebody else.
She's using her skip.
Yeah, skip me.
Using her skip.
Yes.
I'm using the skip.
We will come back to you in case you come up with
okay.
something. Brian? K-W-I.
It's, you know, when you're with your loved one, with your significant other, it's kiss with intensity.
With intensity.
It's like raining on you like Spider-Man. Like.
Right. It's some shit out of the Notebook.
Mm-hmm. You never saw that.
I know, but I know the poster.
Don't quit me.
Those white people were kissing in the rain.
Promise me. Promise me you won't fall in love with me.
Give it the old KWI.
Kiss with intensity.
All right, Billy.
All right. Well, you know, Kanye likes to stay up on current events, and he likes to be current. So he came out with this new song. It was called Kicking It With White Youth.
It's an I.
KWI.
Oh.
Kicking It With.
KWI.
Oh.
I as in incorrect.
Damn it.
I need a drink.
You should use your escape, too.
All right. Yeah, I'll use my escape. Whatever.
Boom. All
right. Use your skip. Loop. KWI.
Yeah. All right. So, everyone knows Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know it.
No. Wait, would you
Some
please...
Some people acknowledge
please,
it, Brian.
Please educate me.
I'm more of the standing ground man.
Yeah. Well, this might... Not for you, but... So people who take it too far, they started a new movement, Kill Whites Immediately.
I don't like this.
Kill Whitey.
Equensu Ochas.
It's like... I can't breathe? Nigga, you can't breathe now. Kill Whitey.
I'm very uncomfortable.
it's high shaman is Chris Farley. Kill Whitey!
Exactly. You know what? I do have an answer.
Well, after, good, because we're up to you.
After his past two answers, it's going to be Kill William Immediately. How about that? Yes.
The look.
I say let it fly, Billy. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just taking a loss this round.
All right, you're going to take that pass.
Yeah.
All right, so Kill William Immediately, Kill Whitey, and Brian's was Kissing With Intensity.
Smooching.
Smooching.
Better not say Kill William.
None don't, of that fucking don't, peck sorry, on the cheek shit.
Smooching with my brother.
Yeah.
Don't make me regret giving you a lightsaber at my wedding.
Get on your knees and tell him you love me. Which is really, when you think of it as an adult, like a little rapey, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but I'm giving Lou the point.
That's right, because he wanted that lightsaber.
I didn't like Lou's.
Billy, that was an honor, and you can't take that away from me.
That's right.
It's the only wedding I've ever held a lightsaber.
Nice.
While listening to I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
What the hell are you talking
Their
about?
Their wedding was...
The wedding.
Oh.
The reception got pretty weird. Let's get off that topic, and on to the next round. Brian, what is the plot of the movie? In heaven, there is no beer? It's written that way. And KWI, Kosher Wine Institute.
All right, can you repeat the
In question? Heaven, there is no beer?
It's an actual, it's the new M. Night Shyamalan script where the twist at the end is they're actually in hell. It's stupid.
It sounds plausible.
It's a dumb movie by M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, and probably going to gross a lot of money because I don't know why.
How does he keep making movies?
I don't know, man. After The Village, I was like, I am out on this guy, dude. It's in Now Times? How stupid.
I hate everything he does.
Signs, like water. Can aliens stop getting beat by water or germs?
Yeah. All right, Billy. In Heaven, There Is No Beer?
It's actually the sequel to the hit movie In Heaven, There's No Bees?
Oh, he's pandering with the bees. They know I love bees!
That's it.
Shameless.
Tell
shameless.
Us more, man.
Yes, that is a that is a kickback to yes, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, we do bee news on this show, Billy. We know bees.
Yes. Pete got the answer card bees, and he read it like bees.
Everyone knows I love bees.
Yes.
At
favorite.
Least bee news. I don't know. I hate bees in real life, but they're funny. And...
Bees.
It's a good word.
I can't wait to move on.
Fuck you!
Lou, in heaven, there is no beer?
All right, this is by that Broken Lizard crew. Oh.
Yeah!
Oh,
mm-hmm. Man, don't say no more.
So, y'all know Beer Fest.
No.
You know, one of them finds God, and then they find out there's no beer in heaven. So they do their damnedest to get to hell, where they take on the devil in a new Beer Fest-style match.
I want to see it.
I'm already in. I'm putting my Beer Fest outfit again. Rocket for the USA.
Sounds good.
Wait. All I want to know is penal over there.
Is what?
That's from
Penelope.
That's from the other movie,
Club Dread.
Club
Dread. Oh, I didn't see that.
What is some fucking guy? The praying mantis.
What are you praying mantis?
Oh, Penelope. Penelope.
Penelope.
Everyone.
You are the fucking fun police.
Daniela, in heaven there is no beer.
I would just assume that it's a horror movie either based on me or an alcoholic.
Yeah, why?
Or
one of the same.
I was going to say, or an alcoholic?
Yeah.
You're my drinking buddy half the time.
All right, so it's a horror movie based on us. Yeah.
Thinking points. I really want to see this Broken Lizard movie.
Yeah.
Beer Fest 2.
I like it.
In heaven there is no beer.
Mm-hmm. I respect that.
I totally agree.
Who? Cancel that Star Wars ticket. We're going to see that.
Yeah.
Rip it up.
In reality, it's actually a brief documentary on the history of polka.
Excuse me?
How does that have anything to do with beer?
Look, they're just trying to get you to go see the movie.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hooked. All right, it worked.
All right.
That's why the KKK, was it their movie? It was called Birth of a Nation. You were intrigued until you realized it was a fucking about the Klan.
Mm.
Ooh.
Have you actually seen Birth of a Nation?
No.
Don't lie.
I don't watch racist movies.
No, you reference it.
What are you doing? I saw it on your coffee table and I walked in.
That's the script of Birth of the Nation. It's not the actual movie.
Why were parks highlighted?
I do have a chicken named Rosa Parks.
She's the first one in the coop.
Actually.
Stop your squawking, Parks. Actually, I'm not going to bust for you.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a true story. Rosa Parks, she was shunned by all the other chickens. And like,
do you think that Rosa Parks, even in non-racist times like now, can she even sit in the back of the bus? Or she constantly got like, get out of my fucking front seat.
I would think Rosa Parks right now would be incontinent and she can't leave her house.
She's got to be pretty old. Yeah. If not dead. Yeah. Is she dead?
No, she's not dead. Okay. If she was dead, I mean, like, if Lisa Left Eye Lopez, like, had, like, a fucking 3-day mass, I'm sure Rosa Parks would have been in the news at some point.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's like Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yeah, that Rosa Parks. Don't go chasing those waterfalls.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, you start off our final question. Law question in Brooklyn, New York. It is against the law for a donkey to what?
It is against the law. Oh, shit. I ain't got an answer because I used my pass. So in Brooklyn, New York.
In Brooklyn.
It is against the law for a donkey to
hail a cab. Bye. Yo, Arab, I need to get uptown quick.
I got to farm the field.
Delicate. It's funny when you think of the imagery.
Yeah, whatever.
Picture like one of those donkeys from Pinocchio.
Yeah.
It's wearing overalls for some reason. Lou?
Hmm.
Brooklyn, New York. Against the law for a donkey to...
For a donkey to... Step through to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn Zoo. Shame on you.
Woo.
Donkey.
Woo. Woo.
That's right.
Hey, what you say is true. The Shaolin and the Wu Tang could be dangerous.
Bringing sound effects into your answer. Mm.
Cheating. But I approve. Yeah. Daniela, in Brooklyn. It is against the law for a donkey to
assist in a ride by.
So wait, if you're a monkey, you could do a drive by, but if you're a donkey, yeah. Hey, donkey, you can't shoot people.
Are we just calling black people monkeys?
Yeah, that's what
Whoa, way to bring it down, buddy.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Jesus.
Holy shit, it just got hot here.
We were here and now we're here.
Woo! Uh-huh.
Now it's like Birth of a Nation. Don't sound so big.
We're talking about Willis.
That wholesome movie?
Next thing you're going to tell me is Dumbo was racist.
No, those crows were fine.
They were his friends, so I approve. My favorite Disney movie.
Actually, the racist part of that was they were voiced by white guys. That's what makes it racist.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine. So, though, in Transformers 2,
fuck that movie. Fuck those two racist robots.
Fucking gold teeth. Jesus Christ.
All right, and finally, Brian, Brooklyn, New York, is against the law for a donkey to
not wear tight jeans, have an old-timey mustache, and drink craft beer.
I was just in Brooklyn a few weeks ago. That gets the point, because God damn it, does everyone have to dress like that? You're not being unique when you all have curly mustaches.
That's not fair. That's only in Greenpoint. Go to Bed-Stuy.
No, it's
pretty much overall
Williamsburg.
Yeah. You watch wrestling, man. The vaudevillains were so over in Brooklyn. It was crazy.
Go to East New York.
Well, yeah. When you go to the ghetto, things change a bit.
Oh, yeah. When you go to the ghetto, yeah. Exactly.
Go to the ghetto in Kansas City. I'm sure.
All that ghetto in Kansas City. I fucked somebody that wasn't related to me. I'm hardcore, bitch.
I don't know why you think the ghetto in Kansas City is full of white people. It's probably like the Latin Kings or the fucking Bloods of the Crips.
Yeah.
All right. Points. In reality, in Brooklyn,
it
is illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub.
What happened where that had to be a rule?
That happened once. It was a bad scene.
The donkey, I guess it was too much weight, and it cracked through the floor and killed the guy in his bed or something?
Just straight Breaking Bad in that shit.
Boom. You put him in the tub. What kind of tub was it? Because I said number six, right? I was like,
you thought cleaning up a dude was bad.
No, no.
Cleaning up an exploded donkey.
I can't beat my 10 children and get my welfare checks.
Well, at least with an exploded donkey. Though,
wait, what? What?
He's trying to out-racist himself.
He's being possessed by a terrible person.
I can't afford my iPhone 6, lawyer.
Oh, wow. All
right, let's put a button in this. Billy, sorry, you're in fourth. Tied for second, we got Daniela and Brian. Ooh. And with 1 point above the rest, Lou wins it.
All right.
Woo! Boo, boo, boo.
Are we playing this song game?
Let's do it.
Let's not end this shit. Let's make this like fucking Sharon Lewis and whatever. This is
Bram?
Like, yeah.
Shallows of Bram?
Wow, you know that shit. Go you.
The fucking elephant show, man.
Yeah. This is the podcast that never ends.
That was a lamb chop, Billy.
Yes.
Get it right. Get the kid shows right.
Sorry, I only knew Barney.
All right, so I won this game. What did we call this again?
Paint a Black Playlist.
Paint a Black Playlist. Mm-hmm. A song where we read off a song and whoever sings it first with enthusiasm gets a point. All right, are we going to play the old rules? You want to try the new thing? What do you feel?
I really do feel
it's your game, so you do.
Well, tell me what the old rules were.
A specific song's funnier than just a random assortment of things. It gives it too much variable.
All right. So what I did for my playlist was I just put my my iTunes on shuffle.
It's raining men. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Ooh. Ah.
Amen.
It's fun to say.
Points for everybody.
YMCA.
Absolutely soaking wet. Right.
Just put it in your mouth.
This is his favorite song.
No, we actually got a letter written to this house because me and my friend Fred thought it was funny to keep blasting it in my PA system. We had a party from our friend who was getting married, and then at the end of the night we just wasted it, and we kept blasting that song. A week later in the mail, we got a fucking letter like, you vulgar.
It was like 4 hours of that song.
Nice. Everyone's like, turn that shit off. Like, again?
It's a classic!
Yeah.
They smoke like 3 cigars to that song.
Cigars are blunt.
A good hour and a half dedicated to put it in your mouth.
Alright, you guys ready?
Yeah.
This part is so lame, I want to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
You've done that, haven't you?
Well, in
only you can't go
mashed potatoes, potato salad,
potato chips.
Alright, first song.
How'd you like those sour cream chips at my house last time?
Oh, God. Green Day with Longview.
I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the core, no doubt about it.
It's the wrong song.
No, that's Longview.
Oh, you fucked me up.
You already screwed up because you said the wrong word. I did not.
Oh, this is a new rub, Brian. Make a rule.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stoned?
I still want to say that you're both wrong in the song. That's not Longview.
That's Longview.
Yeah. Green Day. 1 second.
I went to a shrink. to analyze my dreams.
Basket case, buddy.
That's not basket case.
Yeah, it's basket, right?
Oh, we're all fired.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
We're so all fired.
You all started singing and it threw me off. Longview is, bite like, my lip and close my eyes. Oh. Take me away to paradise.
I'm totally bored. I'm going blind.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, we all screwed that one.
Look, I'm again. I was fucking for sure that you two were wrong about that song.
Whatever, man.
I say don't give a point to anybody.
I'm giving Brian the point for the catch.
Yeah, all
right. That's all right.
New ruling there.
But he used his phone.
Can we use that? Well, he knew
guys were enthusiastically duetting.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah.
It's not the right song.
That was the proof.
No, because you know what? If you said basket case, I would have been like right on it. I would have been like, oh, yeah. But the Longview was like, oh, shit, that's their first thing off that fucking album. What was that again?
Well, with the other rules I was going to play, I didn't pick the most obvious like go-to song. All
right.
So just a heads up. Mm-hmm. Next song that came on my shuffle, Queen with Fat Bottom Girls.
I just know.
Ooh.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
That's it. That's
wait,
all
wait.
I know.
Let's see if Lou can pull this out.
Let's see.
Lou?
I'm going to take you home tonight. Ooh.
Just make up
something bad moonlight or something like that.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Lou got it.
Woo. Even though that nigga was lying.
Fat bottom dudes.
All right, next song. I've got The Offspring with Self-Esteem.
That's you white folks, hey, me.
Self-Esteem, which one was that?
Offspring.
I don't know which one it is. I can't think of it.
Self-Esteem.
Oh, man. All right, all right.
No points.
Because I got no self-esteem. Oh, hey, oh.
There you go.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Oh, hey, oh, hey,
that Daniel what gets the point.
I can't remember any of the words. I remember that part.
I had all the words.
I was hoping
head.
Somebody would at least do the la, 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 la.
All right. I see where this is going.
Next song, Sublime with Caress Me Down.
Caress me down, cause that's the loving sound. I went, and the girl caressed me down. That's that loving sound. Mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley. I'm hornier than Ron Jeremy. If you wanna get popped in your knee, just wipe the smile off your fucking face.
All right.
That was good.
Well done. Next, Guns N' Roses with I Used to Love Her.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. She bit so much, she drove me nuts.
I think you won.
She's buried right here in my backyard.
Did you have to make eye contact with your wife the whole time you sang that?
Yeah, he had his eyes closed.
Yeah, I had my eyes closed.
It's audio. I went through a breakup this week, so that's on me.
She didn't swallow.
That's an alternate version of that song. That's the first question you asked every time I start dating somebody.
So I had to dump her.
Nah, she just, her mouth was open, but in the bad way.
Flapping. All right, final song.
That's seven songs already?
Yeah. This is number seven. Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal.
Okay. Tell us if you're okay.
Annie, are you okay?
That's all I know.
Because you're okay.
Damn.
Wow.
You guys knew it, but who knew it more, though?
Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? You've been hit by, you've been shot by
a smooth criminal. He's dancing, so I guess
he wins. Just because he masturbates to that song doesn't mean he gets it.
He was real quick on the draw.
Yeah,
and he was because dancing.
He got in there.
This is my jam, son.
Brian gets the point for sheer enthusiasm.
Like, he micro-machined that intro.
And you're okay. Are you okay, Annie? And you're okay. Are you okay, Annie? You've been hit by, you've been shot by a smooth criminal.
Talk about like a mic machine.
He pulled
right
out the sparkly glove and everything.
Yeah. Wow.
He set his hair on fire. He was so into it.
Yeah. So what was the final point total here?
Final point total was everybody got on the board, but Brian pulled it out at the end.
That's what she said.
You got three.
You are dripping full of green stuff.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. My fucking eyes are watering here. It's like somebody like fucking squeezed a lot.
Are you sure I'm missing one song?
In my had mind. Seven. Everyone got a point. Billy got two. Brian got three.
Yes, I got two. Wow, go me. Wait, where did I get two on?
Probably I'm going to give you a point.
Guns and Roses.
Guns and Roses for sure.
Yeah, all right, but we got to wrap this up because this man is in pain.
Mm-hmm. No. Keep on going.
You look like Kiss. Like you are dripping to the point of being the star child.
Right?
All of a sudden, my fucking right eye is just
He looks like a girl that was left at the prom.
Like, it looks like Superman blew a load in your eye.
Yeah. Damn it, Pete would take me to the prom.
It looks like Superman blew a load in your eyes.
This is what happens when I saw Man of Steel. I was like, I was expecting so much more.
All right, close this thing down.
That guy was gorgeous, though.
He's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. Why did they have to kill everybody? Zod.
It's a good movie. Shut up.
Oh, it's a great. That's a man's movie.
That's a man's movie.
Yeah. None of that.
he was against that.
Just looking at you, crying so, like a little girl with your makeup.
He's crying Hulk tears. It's
I need a blunt.
Alright. Jamaican Hulk is my new favorite thing, by the way.
You've done it again this time.
You won't like me when I'm done not
smashed
stoned.
It up. Boy.
Hulk all stoned.
Right. You guys got anything you want to push? Promote any music stuff you into?
Any more bands?
No.
No projects you got going?
Not yet. We'll have a couple of things maybe that are going on, but nothing I want to talk about yet.
All right, so you'll come back on.
I will
when you do.
Well, you Bill, you want to throw a shot to woo woo woo?
No, I just want to plug my phone in. It's kind of dying.
He wants to plug his phone.
That's the only thing I need to plug.
Shout out to my phone.
I think we
it's
need to
like
take a picture
right
of him
now.
Right now, and this should be like my new album cover.
Shout Billy out to my to phone change. Hanging in there.
Change your Facebook status to Melton.
Shout out to Stephen Amell for giving me this awesome idea of a costume.
Dang.
How many nights have you slept in that jacket?
No, this is the first. This is the first time I really worn it.
Two nights. Definitely in the mirror, like maybe practicing poses.
Maybe both nights were on the couch, but you know
he's been straight up sweating since Wednesday.
He's definitely been in the mirror and be like, "You filled the city."
Well, actually, what did I say to you when I called you before?
Something green out with
you
say.
Have failed this podcast,
Pete Berg. I do not want to fail this podcast. What beer should I bring?
And what did Daniela, going back, what did I text you earlier?
You said, I can't wait to hear him say, you know, have you failed the city?
Well, I got to ask you guys, have I failed this podcast?
Yes.
You 100% said the most racist shit.
Yes!
Of the night.
If you say yes, the other eye is going to start
tearing. Wait. What was the most
everywhere.
Racist shit of the night?
When you liken
pretty much
black
everything
people
out of your mouth.
To chimpanzees, I think.
No, but I wasn't.
Oh my God!
Wow, you are racist for thinking that. Wow!
No, because she said something about drive-bys, and you're like, not with those
monkeys.
I think
he honestly didn't think it through. I think he actually, like, I really do.
No, I just watched Planet of the Apes. Dangerous. Cobra.
Right.
I have a Marcel at home.
All right, let's close this down. It is hot as hell in this room.
It is.
So follow us on Twitter at PIBComics and like us on Facebook. Check out our website, PIBComics.com, and buy some merch. What am I missing? Anything? Instagrams, Facebooks,
Twitter.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Happy Halloween.
Come to Rolling Greens tomorrow night and see Daniela dressed up as a Black Canary.
No, it'll be over by the time it airs.
Yeah, that's true. This goes up Monday.
Fuck it. Go there
so anyway. Hope you had a nice Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
What was
maybe
that?
You'll see pictures.
And, yeah, that's about it. Go buy some horror comics. We make them. You should
go egg somebody's
you
house.
You played the wrong song, didn't you?
No, I meant
Halloween never dies. Halloween lives forever.
No, for new Valentine's Day hit. Oh, you played the wrong song. All right. Daniela, Billy, thank you guys for coming on.
I can't wait to not to be invited again.
What?
It's like Billy two times over here.
Hey, I can't wait.
Thanks for having me on.
That's all.
I can't wait not to come here again.
And for myself, And Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. And go watch Man of Steel!
Six and his bitch, so remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch.